From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, why are Americans driving less than they used to, and what does that mean for how cities are designed?
But first, today, Texas Governor Rick Perry said in a statement that the Obama administration is showing contempt for checks and balances and the Constitution. He's referring to Attorney General Eric Holder's comments earlier today that Texas discriminates against Hispanic voters, and he's going to seek to get the Texas elections back under federal scrutiny. Now, Texas had been one of a number of state and local areas with a history of racial discrimination in voting, required by the Voting Rights Act to get federal clearance for all changes in their voting practices. And in a landmark ruling last month, the Supreme Court freed those jurisdictions from that clearance requirement, although they left standing a provision that allows courts to step in if there is discrimination. Ross Ramsey is executive editor of the Texas Tribune. Ross, we understand that the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is essentially joining an existing case in Texas about 2011 redistricting maps. Explain.
So the Texas legislature 2 years ago approved new maps, and those immediately went to court. And they were trying to get preclearance in Washington while they were also fighting a lawsuit in San Antonio. The preclearance case in Washington is the one that that resulted with the ruling of intentional discrimination. And now Holder is going to the San Antonio court and saying, because of that holding and because of the bail-in provisions in the Voting Rights Act, Texas should continue to have to get federal permission before it changes any election laws.
Okay, so if I've heard you correctly, there's questions about redrawing up maps that were discriminatory, but also other questions about discrimination. What kind?
Well, they had two cases that got stuck in preclearance. One of them was a voter ID law. The Texas legislature passed a very strict voter ID law, and that got stuck on preclearance because it required people to go up to 125 miles to get an ID, whether they had a car or not. These are people without driver's licenses in many cases. The other was the maps that the Texas legislature drew for Congress and for the legislature, and the court found that those did not properly account for the fast growth of Hispanic population in Texas.
Yeah. So what might this mean? Again, the Attorney General Eric Holder is asking his Justice Department to join one of these briefs. But what might it mean? I mean, what might it do to Texas in the long run when it comes to elections?
You know, it basically is a question of where's the burden of proof. If you have preclearance in place, the state is required to prove that its laws don't discriminate before it can put them into practice. If you don't have preclearance, the state can put its laws into practice, and it's up to opponents of those laws to go to court to try to get them to stop and to prove that there's some discrimination going on.
And in this case, that would be opponents, including the Justice Department, potentially. That's what he's asking for.
Potentially the Justice Department, but, you know, primarily groups like MALDEF and LULAC and a whole mess of plaintiffs in this thing. They're a bunch of lawyers.
These are activist groups. Well, how do you see this unfolding? We hear, you know, already today Rick Perry saying the federal government is trying to weaken Texas's voter integrity laws. What's your sense of how this is going to fold out?
Well, there's a couple of things. The sort of the immediate effect on Texas voters is this question. Election officials are looking at this and saying, you know, if these legal fights go for very long, Texas could delay its primaries as it had to do in 2012 because of redistricting litigation. So there's that question immediately. This is the latest, battlefront for the continuing back and forth between Texas and the federal government over statism and federal rights. And, you know, Texas, Rick Perry and his, you know, possible successor, the Attorney General Greg Abbott, are both sort of in line, you know, railing at the federal government, and this is fodder for that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, this is potentially the first shoe to fall. This is Eric Holder's first move post that Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, I think Texas is just happens to be the first state in line. You know, the Supreme Court removed all of the states that were under this provision of the Voting Rights Act, and they left in place this bail-in provision that you mentioned. This will be, you know, one of the places where the Justice Department comes in and tests its ability to get things bailed in and, in effect, put back in place some of the things that the Supreme Court removed.
Okay, so a test case there and probably more to come. Ross Ramsey, executive editor and co-founder of the Texas Tribune. As Attorney General Eric Holder announces today, he wants his Justice Department to get Texas more scrutiny, back into federal scrutiny for its election processes. Ross, thanks so much.
My pleasure.